This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Will the Stuntman.
How are you, Warren?
Welcome back to Drive.
Good to be back.
How did you get in here today? Last time you helicoptered in through the window, what did you do today? I didn't see it.
I rode in on my motorcycle.
Oh, and up the stairs?
I wish. If I could. Don't give me ideas, Warren. I'll do that next time I come in.
I would love it. But you've come in to talk about something very special, which the last time we spoke to you several months ago, you were working on a queer action web series. Now, I believe it's complete. Am I right?
You are correct. The last time we spoke, we had just finished filming it the night before. And this Wednesday, it is playing at Pride of Alfootscray as part of their Pride Short Film Festival.
Now, tell us about the web series.
It's always been my dream to have queer action heroes on screen. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Buffy and Xena and Dark Angel and Jackie Chan, and I now just want to see queer characters in that capacity, queer characters who can fight. They've got a goal, they've got something they're going after, and they're going to...
So we're just as good as everyone else.
Yeah, we can kick butt too. So that's what I want to show. That's what we've done with the pilot episode of our web series. And yeah, now we get to share it with people and show it at a short film festival, which is very exciting.
So what is it? Is it like, what's the story behind the web series?
So it's about three custodians who work at the, in our world, it's the Pride Archive. I will admit it is based on the Australian Queer Archive that lives here at the Pride Centre. But we've changed the name of it from the Queer Archive to the Pride Archive. Mm-hmm. And our three characters are basically the Charlie's Angels of queer history. So they go out to retrieve artifacts, and their mission is to protect and preserve our stories, our histories. But we always wrap that up into an action adventure.
What sort of villains do you come across when you go and try and preserve a bit of queer history?
Well, one of them in my research at the archive was, so one of our characters, our antagonist, his name is Jovovich. And we actually based him on, there is a capricious collector over in the States. And one of the things he does is he buys queer artifacts that normally would go into the archive and he sells them privately. So...
You're siphoning them off for money.
Exactly, yes. So in our world, the custodians have to fight Jovovich to get the archive, get the items back to the archive so that our stories aren't being stolen.
What an amazing story. Why did you choose to do that rather than, you know, someone going and robbing the ANZ bank or something like that? This has got some meaning and some depth to it. What was behind that?
I work here at the Pride Centre as well, and often when I'm here late at night, I see the volunteers working in the archive, and I just became really curious about who are these people? Why are they here at, you know, midnight on a Saturday night, you know, archiving items for the collection? And I just got really curious about them as people, and then I started making up my own action adventures featuring them as the characters, and that's kind of where the idea for the web series came from.
We're chatting to Will the Stuntman about his new queer action web series. Now, Will, you know what I love about this? I love curiosity. I feel like curiosity is such an important thing that we can have, and you've just demonstrated that if you're curious about something, it can lead to something, and in this case, your curiosity led to you creating a whole web series. Did you envision making a web series?
It's been something I've wanted to do for the past few years. So I've been doing stunts for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And that was my dream when I was a little kid. And over the past few years, I've got a new dream, and it is to go behind the camera and, you know, put queer people up on screen, kicking butt. That's the
kicking
new dream.
Kicking butt, I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on at the moment.
Now, let's talk about it. So what is the series called?
It's called The Last Custodians.
And in it, you've saved all this memorabilia that is really, really important. What's it taught you about our history?
That there's so much that is just not known. And one of the things is you've got like, you know, there's lots of parts of history that it's very well known. Whereas for me, when I visit the archive and I go in, you just learn some really obscure things. And those are the things that I would like to, you know, uncover. One of the artifacts that we actually used in the pilot episode, Mama Alto, there was a beautiful portrait of her. Yeah. Oh, incredible. And there used to be a portrait of Mama Alto hanging in the forum, and it was created by an artist called Chloe Neath. And I used to look at it and think, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a fight scene over, you know, rescuing the portrait of Mama Alto. And we actually wrote that into the pilot episode. So to make that happen, I had to find where the portrait had gone. It had been donated to the archive by Chloe. So I needed to get permission from the archive to use it, from Mama Alto as the subject to use her image, mm-hmm. and also from Chloe Neath, the creator of the portrait. And we told them the idea. We want queer action heroes. I want to see them fighting to get this portrait back from people who are stealing it. And everyone gave it their full approval. And then the next problem was, well, we can't actually fight with a real
artifact. No, I was just thinking.
And Chloe Neath saved me in that one, because she actually said, would you like me to create a stunt double of the portrait for you so you can use that for your fight scenes? And I said yes, and that's what we used. And I'm very grateful that she created that for us, because if we had used
a real... Did it get damaged?
It did. its frame is all banged up, and it now resides in my bedroom. And the real portrait was, you know, wasn't touched, wasn't used. And we got to, now when people watch the pilot, I've had some people see it, recognize Mama Alto straight away. And like you just said, they're just like, oh, great voice. Love her. And some people ask, who's that? Who's that in the portrait? And they're going to go off and look up who that is. And then they get to discover Mama Alto and have that adventure.
We're going to talk about the series in a second, where we can see it at Pride of our Footscray. But what the process itself, it sounds like it's been quite an eye-opener for you, and you've learned a lot. What if you look at the process of creating the web series, you've obviously got to have researched it. You've seen a lot of our history. What struck you the most about it?
That's a really good question, Warren. I wish I had an excellent answer for that one prepared. I think for me, just finding the stories about individuals is what I really want to focus on, and then spinning that into, a fun action adventure that, you know, everyone can learn about this person or this story that we discover, and then we throw in some really great fight scenes and fun character stuff as well.
Will, you're a stuntman. You've done lots of fight scenes and all sorts of things, jumped out of helicopters. Why aren't you walking with crutches? How do you stop yourself from being injured?
Honestly, it's just down to luck.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's seriously, there's no contingencies. There's no protect. You actually really do the stuff.
Yep. My last day on set was doubling Liam Neeson, and the stunts we were doing that day was we were doing a big fight scene in a mansion, and the end of the fight scene was me and the other stunt double fighting over a gun. We had to tackle each other through some double doors, and then right outside the double doors was a railing, a balcony railing, and we hit the railing and then flipped over it and fell down to the story below.
Did you actually do that?
We did. We did two takes, because on the first one, we were supposed to hit the railing side on facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually, my foot fell into a hole, and so it twisted my body, and I went basically face first into the railing before I flipped over it. I thought it was great. One of the things I've learned is often on set you think you've made a mistake, but the editor might like that version more than, you know, the other one. So we did two takes of that, and I was, you know, Liam had this big, huge jacket on, so I was well protected. I could hide my pads underneath it. The other stunt double, Seb Muirhead, he was wearing a t-shirt. So there were no pads for him. And he'd been getting his head smashed into a flat screen TV by Liam Neeson all day. So his head
was... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, his head was already quite banged up. And yeah, so I was protected just because I had, you know, a costume that I could hide pads under. He didn't. So yeah, honestly, it's just luck. I know a lot of stunt people that, you know, they're in their 60s, still going. And then I know people who've done their job for a few years and you just have one accident and it can just, change your body.
Just on that, I mean, I'm just feeling sweaty thinking of falling off a balcony, and we do not encourage anyone to do this. Will is a professional and does it. But how do you take that first leap, like when you're learning and they say, okay, now your stunt is to jump off this, hit this railing, fall over the balcony. How do you do it? How do you make that leap into something that would generate so much fear? How do you jump into that unknown?
So the stunt team, we all worked it out. So before we were at the actual location, we were doing it out of a forklift. So basically we rehearsed that gag so that we could figure out, you know, what is the best, you know, angle to hit it from. Because you want to eliminate as many risks as possible. So it's not really an industry full of cowboys. Stunt people are very technical. We're here to try and figure out the safest way to do the dangerous thing so that we can repeat them. So yeah, that was a gag that we trained for a few weeks before we actually went to do it. And then, but on the day, there's always changes. So originally there was supposed to be a set built for this sequence. And then we ended up in a real house with a real railing. Cool. And so originally we had thought, okay, this railing, if it's a set, we can reinforce it. We can make it really strong so we can hit it as hard as we want and it won't break. But then when you're working in a real house, I didn't know how hard can we hit this railing before it, you know, breaks and, you know, comes off the wall and lands on top of us as we're falling down.
So, ouch.
Yeah, luckily that didn't happen.
Now, let's talk about the first episode. It's going to be at Pride of Our Footscray on Wednesday the 10th, so it's only a couple of days away. If we want to go and see it, you're also going to be at the Sydney Web Fest and also the New Zealand Web Fest. How do we get to the Pride of Footscray to see it? Do we need to buy tickets?
Yes, you can get tickets online for that one. If you go to the Pride of Our Footscray website, you will see the link. And there's a very special discount code they've given Joy listeners, which is Joy Media, all capital letters, all one word. And if you use that code, you can get 10% off the ticket price.
Fantastic.
And there's going to be some great short films there, and I'll be there with my cast and crew, and we'd just love to show everyone what we've done.
You going to do a stunt?
It depends on how many cocktails I've had. I've heard really good things about the cocktails there. So,
Will, I'm so glad we spoke to you. I'm excited about the web series. I'm looking forward to it. We can catch it. If we can't get to Pride of Our Footscray, when will we be able to see the web series?
Well, the next two screenings will have Sydney Web Fest, New Zealand Web Fest. But yeah, when it comes out and is released to the public, I will make a big noise about it. So I'll make sure everyone can find the series because we want the community to claim this show as their own. We are making this show for them so that we can, yeah, I want them to have a show where they feel like, yes, this is us and we kick butt. So when it comes out, I'm going to make a big noise about it and make it easy for everyone to find.
Fantastic. Come back and let us know, Will the Stuntman. I'm looking forward to it. If you want to get a taste of it, head to Pride of Our Footscray on Wednesday. Use the code JOYMEDIA to get that discount. Will, congratulations.
Thank you, Warren.
Chat to you next time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.